Today, I just want to share something briefly. Hallelujah. And what I want to share tonight is the power of the will of God. Hallelujah. How often in life, where when we miss the will of God, we enter into a necessary struggle that we were never meant to enter in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in life, it is very important to seek for the will of God. Seek for the will of God. Hallelujah. This is something that a lot of people don't even seek the will of God. Hallelujah. Even when it comes to the place where you want to go to church, seek the will of God. Because not every place that the door is open that people are going to church is the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There are many people that went to places they thought it was a church and they landed into a problem there. Praise the Lord. They landed into a straw there, not knowing that the person that was running in that place was not the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. And we live in dark times. We live in evil time where the enemy has masqueraded as an angel of light and infiltrated even our systems in the church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The enemy has infiltrated many churches. Many agents of darkness have entered into the pulpit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the spirit in which they are operating with is not the spirit of truth, is not the spirit of wisdom, is not the spirit of counsel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when the spirit of truth comes, it will tell us the counsel of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And when the spirit comes, it will reveal the person of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that spirit, the world does not understand it. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. The world does not understand the things of God. So when you walk into a church where the world understands the church, hallelujah, mm-hmm. it may be that the spirit that is running that church will not be the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because the spirit of truth will lead us to the narrow road, to the way of Calvary, to the way of crucifixion, to the way where we have to die to our own desire, to the place where we have to die to what we want, to what God wants for us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, to the place where we put to death the desires of the flesh. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. As a person, there could be a lot of things I may want to do. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But I cannot do it because of the limit that the Spirit has put in me as a child of God. Hallelujah. Because there is a will that I have to submit to, the will of the Father, in the name of Jesus. And there are times in life where you may reach to a crossroad. Hallelujah. You may reach to a crossroad where you know that this is the will of God, and you know that this is my will, and you know that this is the will of seducing spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are seducing spirits that may lie to you that what you are about to make is the right decision and it is not? Praise the Lord. You are just seduced. You are just seduced to do something you know very well is not of the of God. Just the same way with Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. You know, the serpent seduced them that if you eat this fruit, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. That from the bottom of their heart, they knew that this is not what God wanted for them. Praise the Lord. But they were seduced. They bought into the lie of seducing spirit. How many people today are bowing down to seducing spirit, promising a future but no future? Hallelujah. Promising big cars, promising big life, but have no life. How many people today are bowing down to seducing spirit? I see a lot of talented people, even talented gospel musicians in the church. A seducing spirit come home, come, you know, we are going to make you famous somewhere in the world. We are going to make you famous on YouTube, on Hollywood. We are going to make you famous on these companies and so on. Hallelujah. At the cost of your salvation, at the cost of your journey with the Lord, at the cost of your of your consecration, many people have left the will of God to seducing spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there are different voices that speaks to men that you need to understand. Hallelujah. That I would like to break this down so that you understand the will of God and submit to the will of God. Glory be to God. So there are different voices that will always speak to us. Number one is the voice of experience. Hallelujah. The voice of experience. This voice can be very deep. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It can be very deep, but we cannot rely on it fully. Hallelujah. There are times where people make decisions depending on experiences they went through. Hallelujah. You know, for example, whether it was a good experience or a negative experience. So, for example, if somebody grew up in a family where the marriage was not working, or in a family where they were seeing the father beating the mother and so on, that negative experience can make certain people to believe that marriage doesn't work. Hallelujah. So we find a lot of young people, because of the experience they live with, they think that marriage is such a negative thing that is not worth investing their life and their resources to it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So there are people that are being led with the voice of experience. Hallelujah. And the voice of experience sometimes can be good, because it can lead to build up of wisdom, especially if it is a good experience. Hallelujah. So experience too can be a learning ground. Hallelujah. Can be a learning ground. Like in the Bible, we see occasion where Paul was speaking based of his experience, based of him being an elder of the church. He said, I'm speaking this not as led by God, hallelujah, but from my authority, from my experience, from what I have gone through, I feel that this is the right thing to do. So there are times where experience can help you. Hallelujah. Especially if you are trying to do something, hallelujah, and you saw how bad the consequences was, praise the Lord. Next time you're about to do the same thing, you will stop and ask yourself, no, I don't want to go through the same mess again. I don't want to go through the same challenges again. Hallelujah. I will wait on God. I will not buy down on the lie of the devil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I always tell people, hallelujah, you don't need to have your own experience in order to learn. You don't need to have your own experience, and because there are certain experiences that doesn't give people a second chance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There are certain experiences that doesn't give people a second chance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And those experiences may leave you with a very big wound. Those experiences may leave a lot of hurt in you that will be very, very difficult to heal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For example, somebody going through divorce. Divorce is a very painful experience. Praise the Lord. And there are lessons to learn out of it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't need to go through divorce in order to learn from it. Hallelujah. You can watch people around who have gone through that process. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And there are lessons you can learn from their experience. Hallelujah. People, for example, I've met people who have come in who came into marriage through cohabitation. Hallelujah. They decided we want to have a wedding. We want to officially marry and so on. So they are experienced. There are things they learned. Hallelujah. And as a child of God, you need to watch around what goes around, what people go through. Praise the Lord. And learn lessons from them. Learn lessons from them. Hallelujah. Don't wait until you have your own experience to learn. Hallelujah. When you learn and you know better, you will make wise decisions in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. The second voice that we pay attention to is the voice of the word. The voice of the word. Hallelujah. The voice of the word. A time may come where you don't know what to do. Hallelujah. You may not hear the audible voice of God, but what does the word of God say concerning this thing? Praise the Lord. What does the word of God say? Hallelujah. Because there are times where people listen to their dreams. They listen to what people are saying. They listen to what parents are saying. They listen to what friends are saying. Praise the Lord. But they don't pay attention. What does the word of God say concerning this situation? Hallelujah. Because the word of God is the authority of God. Hallelujah. If you hold on to the word of God and do what the word tells you to do, hallelujah, glory be to God, heaven will back you. Praise the Lord. Heaven will back you because the word of God is yes and amen. Hallelujah. And the Father stands with the words of his mouth. So if you don't know anything else, but you know the word of God, hallelujah, the word of God will give you the wisdom and the counsel on what you need to do in the decisions that you need to make. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we have to invest heavily on the word of God. Hallelujah. You have to invest heavily on the word of God so that you know the truth. You know the truth. Come into Bible study. Join the discipleship classes. Hallelujah. You need to know the word of God for yourself so that when somebody tells you a lie, when the enemy comes to tell you a lie, you will know how to defend yourself in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you again for the likes in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you need to know the word of God. What does the word of God say? The common example that helped me as a young person before I married, the Bible said, do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. What does light has to do with darkness? You know, that word was revealed to me before I even married. So I knew being joined with an unbeliever when I was a believer was a no-go zone for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Was a no-go zone. Hallelujah. Because the will of God is for a believer to marry a believer in Christ. Praise the Lord. So if you are a believer, hallelujah, and there's this guy that comes to you and they want to marry you, and they are not a believer. They don't love God. They don't have the same belief as you who love God, who goes to church, who praise God, who worship God. Hallelujah. Don't be equally yoked into that relationship. Hallelujah. I have watched many people suffer for making that decision. Praise the Lord. Many people suffer. They say, oh, well, love, you know, sometimes we deceive ourselves and say, oh, love conquers all. You know, this person will be born again. Once we marry, I will be able to draw them to Christ. Hallelujah. And then when you marry this person, you realize you have no power to change them. You have no power to convert them. You realize that you two are like light and darkness. This one is thinking going the other way. This one is thinking going the other way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But one home is supposed to be built with one vision. So if you are building a home with two different systems, it will be very difficult for that home to stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you know the word of God, that this is what the word of God is saying, don't allow anyone sway you. Don't even allow me myself to tell you any otherwise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hold on to the word. Listen to the voice of the word. Hallelujah. Listen to the voice of the word, because the voice of the word is the absolute voice. Hallelujah. It is more reliable to do what the word of God tells you to do than to do what your friends are telling you to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If in one scenario where you are on a crossroad or where you don't know what to do, do what the word says. Hallelujah. Do what the word says in the mighty name of Jesus, and you will be on a safer zone in the name of Jesus. You will be more safe doing what the word of God say in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then there's another voice. Hallelujah. The voice of demons. This is very dangerous. You see, Paul was warning the church that there was a church that was taught the doctrines of demons. Then what the Bible talks about, the doctrines of demons. So there are people that receive revelation, even doctrines to teach the church. but they are not doctrines of the Holy Spirit, but they are doctrines of demons. And these doctrines of demons are very, very dangerous, and they are very twisted. Praise the Lord. Because the doctrines of demons will always oppose the voice of God. Hallelujah. The doctrines of demon will always twist the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because whatever comes from the heart of the devil doesn't have life. But whatever comes from the heart of God carry life. So when you receive teachings from people that are being inspired by demons, you will receive spiritual death, spiritual death. That's why sometimes if you are not careful, you listen to a certain man of God. After listening to that man, you know, you feel like there's spiritual death within your soul. You feel like you receive something that you are not supposed to receive. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Or your understanding of the word of God become twisted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there are certain doctrine that once you receive them and believe them, and if that doctrine is not of God, hallelujah, it will block your true understanding, your pure understanding of the word of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like, for example, there's a famous doctrine that have been circulating around. There are people who are saying that, you know, about calling prophets, whatever, the Elijah, the doctrines of the Elijah. They're saying that, oh, this man of God is the Elijah that was promised in the Bible. He has come in our days. He has come in our time. I have seen, even in my days, I've seen men of God being called the Elijah. Eh? They call the prophet, this is the Elijah. These doctrines are doctrines of demons. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there is no Elijah who has to come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Elijah, the spirit of the Elijah that was to come, that the Bible talk about, was the spirit of John the Baptist. Praise the Lord. And John the Baptist had come and he was gone. The only person that we were waiting for is the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. It's the Spirit of Christ that will carry the banner of his glory in this end time season. And the Spirit will use whichever vessel that is available, whichever vessel that have set themselves apart in the name of Jesus, whichever vessel that have cleansed themselves and open their heart to be used by God. God will empower them. God will fill them. And God will use them for his glory. So there's a certain doctrine that have been taught over time, over season. Do you remember there was that Abrahamic movement where they treated Prophet Branham, it was called Prophet Branham, as the Elijah. And that doctrine misled that generation. Even after that prophet had gone with the Lord, hallelujah, it turned occultic. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So be careful. There are people that receive their inspiration not from the Spirit, but from the doctrines of demons. That's why people can write books. People can write books by inspiration of demons. Praise the Lord. Witchcraft books and games and all this, but their inspiration, the person who is giving them the teaching and the understanding, is not the voice of God. So you have to be very careful to pray to God for the spirit of discernment. Hallelujah. The preaching may be good, but it may not be from God. Hallelujah. The person may be right, but the voice may not be from God. So we need to pray for the Father to give us the spirit of discernment to understand, so that you don't receive something that will kill you. Hallelujah. You don't receive a teaching that will destroy you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because do you know somebody who is enslaved by teaching is very hard to rescue. Hallelujah. Somebody who has been indoctrinated by false teaching is very difficult to save that person. Hallelujah. Very, very difficult, because they believe so strong that what they know is the truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What they know is the truth, even if it is a lie. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They believe very strong. Like simple things, like for example, there's this thing that people always say, on the time of Christmas. They always say that they say three wise men who went to see Jesus. Hallelujah. And they say specifically three wise men, even preachers preach about that. Hallelujah. One day we decided to challenge this. Hallelujah. Whether it is written in the Bible like that, we thought it was not true. So we began to ask ourselves, who are these three wise men? Hallelujah. The Bible doesn't specify of their number. The Bible only say that the wise men from the east, but the Bible doesn't say they were three. But there are people that have formed doctrine that they were three. Hallelujah. And many people know there were three because you have heard it on songs, you have heard it everywhere. And you wonder, where did they get the number three if it is not in the Bible? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful to be the Berean church that search the scriptures to know if what the apostles are saying is true. Hallelujah. Don't just be lazy. Don't be a lazy Christian. Don't be a lazy Christian. You just believe everything. No, no, no. Open your Bible. Challenge the authority of even apostles and teachers of the word of God, because there are many people that are masquerading as angels of light, but they are angels of darkness, looking for people to mislead, looking for people to enslave, looking for people to put in bondage so that you don't rise up to the authority that God has called you to do in the mighty name of Jesus, because the enemy wants you to walk in lies. The enemy wants you to walk in deception so that you end up in the wrong destination. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When we walk in the truth, we end up in the right destination. But when we walk in the lies of the devil, we end up in captivity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you need to search the word of God. Don't listen to the doctrines of demons. Most of the time, the doctrines of demons will always oppose the word of God. Praise the Lord. So if somebody is teaching you something that is not in alignment with the scriptures, be careful. Be careful. Praise the Lord, because God will not contradict his word. The Spirit of God will not contradict the word he uttered, because every word in the Bible was written by inspiration of the Spirit of truth. Praise the Lord. So the Spirit of God will not give any man an inspiration that will contradict the authority of the word of God. Glory be to God. And the word of God always is a dictionary of itself. Praise the Lord. The word of God explains itself and has everything that pertains to this life. Any direction you need, God bless you, Angelina. God bless you, Susan. God bless you, Teresa. Truth, hallelujah. And everyone, angel, everyone that is joining in tonight, thank you for engaging. Thank you for the diamonds. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you are being blessed. Hallelujah. Today we are talking about submitting to the will of God. And for you to submit to the will of God, you need to understand the voices that are speaking to you. God bless you, Paul, Robert, hallelujah, for joining in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Richard, in the name of Jesus. Because understanding the voice, because we live in a world where so many things are speaking to us. The TV is speaking to us. Movies are speaking to us. Celebrities are speaking to us. Friends are speaking to us. Experiences are speaking to us. Pastors are speaking to us. Apostles are speaking to us. Seducing spirits are speaking to us. Hallelujah. So, but we need to hear the voice of God, the voice of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So another one is the voice of God, the voice of the Spirit. There are times where God speaks to us through his voice, through his Spirit. Hallelujah. The Lord will inspire us. The Lord will lead us that this is the thing to do. And everything that the Lord will lead you to do will always be in aligned with his word in the mighty name of Jesus. As the scripture says, a time shall come where you will hear a voice from behind that this is the way to go. Hallelujah. This is the way to go. There will be a voice that will be speaking to you that this is the right way to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the beautiful thing about the voice of God. Hallelujah. It come in a place of peace and calmness. The voice of God doesn't speak in chaos. This is where many people miss God, because they think God is in the shouting. They think God is in the hangering. They think God is in the fire. Praise the Lord. Just like Elijah. Hallelujah. There was great wind. There was an earthquake. There was fire. Hallelujah. There was all this thing, but God was not in it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God came in a still, small voice. So that still, small voice, it means if you're not paying attention, hallelujah, it may bypass you. Praise the Lord. It may bypass you, because we live in a world where noise speaks louder. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You know, being in a, you know, here in America is kind of funny. Hallelujah. You know, America is a different culture. Even in the workplace, if you speak to people slowly with a small voice, they feel like you are not talking. Hallelujah. When people are loud is when they feel that they are talking. Eh? Praise the Lord. When you raise your voice like, they feel, now we are feeling, he's talking now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God doesn't speak like that. Hallelujah. God wanted to humble, to come to that place of stillness, to come to that place of quietness, to come to that place of trust. Praise the Lord. Do you know when you trust God, hallelujah, you don't hurry. When you trust God, you are not afraid. Hallelujah. When you trust God, when you trust in the leadership of God, God bless you, King. Hallelujah for the diamonds in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' name. When you trust God, you are not coming to him confused. Hallelujah. Because you know he is your father. He is able to protect you. He is able to shield you. Is able to empower you. Hallelujah. David say, if God is for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. When you trust God, you will speak big like that. When you come to him, you quiet the environment. Hallelujah. You close the TV, you close the radio, you close the, you know, nowadays, every time you open the TV, majority of the things of the news you hear, 90-something percent of them is negative news. Hallelujah. But we don't live by negative news. We live by the word of God. Because the word of God always produces life where there is death. So our ears cannot just be open to things that are negative. We have to believe that we shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. In the land of the living, we shall eat the good of the land. No matter how economy look like, no matter how joblessness is, hallelujah, we believe in the word of God. So God speak in a still, small voice, still small voice. Hallelujah. Because God is not an author of confusion. So when you are in a place where you feel rushed to make a decision, apply brake. When you're in a place where people are pushing you, hey, you know, make up your mind, wake up. Have you ever had these phone calls that tells you that you need to close the deal today? These salespeople on the phone, they call and they say, you know, we want to lend you this money. There's this product we are selling. You know, we are able to do this thing. And, you know, they start luring you into the talk. And they say, you know, when you tell them, can you give me a day? I will get back to you. They say, no. You know, tomorrow the deal will have changed. You know, the discount we wanted to give you today, it will change by tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The enemy is rushing you to give you a credit card, to give you a debit card. The next day you realize you are stolen. The next day you realize your information are taken. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God speak in stillness, in quiet and trust, in repentance in quietness and trust, you shall hear him. You shall find him in the mighty name of Jesus. When you come boldly before the throne of grace, hallelujah, you don't come shaking, you don't come with doubt, you come boldly before the throne of grace that you may obtain grace and mercy for the time of need. When you come like that, glory be to God, you will hear the voice of God. Even that place where your mind was chaotic, you didn't know what to do, you didn't know what to pray, you didn't know the decision to do, you didn't know the sermon to preach, at that very moment, the word will come. Hallelujah. At that very moment, direction will come. At that very moment, hallelujah, your mind will be open to understand what you didn't know in the name of Jesus, because help has come in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we need to learn and know the voice of God. Sometimes people come and tell me, oh man of God, I want to do this with you. And sometimes I tell them, give me some time. Praise the Lord. Give me some time. Sometimes they want to ask, oh man of God, I'm being led to do this. Man of God, I want to do this with you. I want to do this. And sometimes my wife always asks me, why are you not responding to the pastor? Praise the Lord. Why are you not giving the person an answer? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I'm waiting on God. If you know, when you do something and you are not led by God, it will always end up in error. Hallelujah. It will always end up in error. When you are doing something because you feel rushed to do it, because your parents are giving you pressure, your friends are giving you pressure, people are telling you, do it quickly, 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 quickly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Apply brakes. Go to the quiet place. Go to the place of trust. Go to the place of repentance and soak yourself there. Hallelujah. Wait on God. And when the voice comes, boom, you will know what to do. You will know what to pray. Hallelujah. Because we live in a time. Let me share with you this experience. Do you know the environment you are in? Hallelujah. Sometimes can determine what you hear. The environment you are in sometimes can determine what you hear. Do you know the environment can be hijacked? That's why you find that a pastor can pray, can prepare a certain sermon. They are invited to a certain church. When they reach to that church, they start preaching another sermon. Praise the Lord, which is not in line with the truth of the word of God, because they have entered into a place where the environment is hijacked. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's why you, as a minister of the gospel, as a child of God, you need that quiet place. You can hear the word of God in the church and you think, oh, that word was powerful. Oh, that word, that pastor preached so great. Come to your quiet place. Hallelujah. When you come to your quiet places where the Spirit will begin to speak to you, this thing that the pastor spoke is not in line with the scripture. This word, the pastor lied. This word was exaggerated. This word, the Spirit of the Lord now brings you to a place of alignment where you begin to, and until you begin to wonder, wow. So I was deceived by the environment. You see, an environment, for example, you know, when you go to this crowd of young people. Hallelujah. You find that when you go to a party, when you go to a wrong group, people found themselves doing things that they won't basically do when they are alone, because that environment confused their mind. Praise the Lord. That environment was intoxicated. It's the same way when you come to an environment intoxicated with glory, intoxicated with the presence of God, you will find yourself in Him. You will find yourself worshiping God, even if you didn't want to worship God. You will find yourself crying to God, because that environment has been dedicated to the King of Glory, and the Lord is reigning in that place. His presence is tangible. In in that place, you will begin to feel you are at home. You will begin to feel peace entering your heart. Hallelujah. But it takes a man or a woman to create that environment. It takes a man or a woman to build that altar. Hallelujah. Altar of quietness, altar of repentance, altar of trust. Hallelujah. You have to build that altar. You see, sometimes people think that these things are easy. It's not easy. It's a journey. It's a journey. These things are not easy. Hallelujah. Do you know, I can walk into a church and just look at the spirit within the members, and I can see the heart of the pastor. I can see the spirit of the pastor. I can see the spirit at work in the altar. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can see the training they are receiving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you may go to a place where calling the presence of God is so hard. The ground is dry because the breaking is not done. The breaking begins from the heart. You have to break the altar. You have to break the ground from your heart, from the place of intimacy, from the place of consecration. You have to break the ground and invite God, invite His presence continually. Hallelujah. Like in our home here, we have made our home to be a prayer altar. Sometimes when people come to visit us, they don't want to leave. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They wonder, what's the difference? Why is there peace here? Why is there liberty here? Hallelujah. Because we have saturated the place with His glory. So when people come into that environment, they receive the peace of God. They receive the life of God. They receive the breakthrough of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So you need to know the voice of God. And when you lack direction, I don't know who I'm speaking to today, hallelujah. When you lack direction, come to the quiet place. Come to the quiet place in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I know some people are wondering, is this man of God telling us the word of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes people are wondering right now. So let me read one scripture to encourage ourselves. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. The book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah, if you have read your Bible, please open the book of Isaiah chapter 30. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the book of Isaiah. Let me see if I can open this scripture, because some people may want to see it in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I will read from, let me read from NIV version. The Bible say, This is what the sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you will have none of it. Can you imagine? Why is it that the nation was rebelling? Because the you know, like today, like we say, the microwave generation, where we want things fast. Hallelujah. And we end up missing the beauty, even the beauty of cooking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We end up missing the beauty of cooking because we want everything fast. Hallelujah. But this is the word that the Lord is giving us, that this, the Holy One of Israel, the sovereign God, hallelujah, is saying, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In repentance and rest. When you come to rest in God, when you return to God and say, Father, I can't do it on my own. I need your help. I need your direction. That rest is coming to the place of prayer. It is coming to that place where you realize, Lord, I need you. I want to rest on you. There's so much on my mind. Hallelujah. There's so much worry on me, oh Lord, but I'm coming to pour them down to you. I'm coming to cast them, to cast the worries. Hallelujah. God bless you, Amanda, for joining. Stephen, God bless you. She, God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when you come in repentance, when you come in repentance and rest, and you rest in the everlasting arm of God. You say, Father, I need strength. I need you, Jesus. I'm repenting. If there's anything you have done not according to the will of God, repent of that thing. Hallelujah. Me, every time I go before the Lord, I repent of the sins done unknowingly. Because all the day, you don't know the things you have thought about. You don't know the people, the lies you have spoken. Hallelujah. So when we come before the Lord, we come in repentance. We come in rest. We come in rest to find rest in Him. And then He says, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Quietness and trust. How can you find strength in quietness where there is no noise? Hallelujah. There is no noise, but there is trust. Are we together? There is no noise, but there is trust of God. There is trust. No matter what pressure you go through, no matter what the enemy is throwing to you, hallelujah, there is trust. There is trust. You are not wavering because you believe in Him. You believe that His words are yes and amen. No matter the lies, no matter what the enemy is trying to throw into your direction, you are not shaken in the name of Jesus, because your trust is in the Lord. Your trust is in the word of God. Hallelujah. For those who believe in God, they are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken in the name of Jesus, no matter what you may go through, because they say when you go through the waters, it will be with you. When you go through the fire, He will be there to help you in the name of Jesus. And when you discover these secrets, when you discover these secrets, your strength will be renewed continually, over and over and over and over. You don't need a revival meeting to be revived. Hallelujah. You don't need a big revival meeting. Sometimes I hear some people saying, oh, you know, I am waiting for the revival. I'm dry. Some people say, I'm feeling dry. I can't pray. When is it going to be the revival meeting for me to be revived? No. You just need to discover this, what the sovereign of the Lord is saying. Only in returning to me. Hallelujah. Some version says, only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength, but you will have none of it. From today, prioritize to have a quiet time with God. Don't listen to noise. Don't listen to chaos. Don't listen to the rushing wind. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord of peace come, the first deliverance that God always bring is peace. Because peace brings assurity. Hallelujah. Peace brings assurity. Do you know when the enemy wants to defeat somebody, it makes you to worry so much. Because worry is a sign of instability. Worry is a sign of defeat. Even when that time when the disciples were going through the boat and the boat was about to capsize, and you know, there was waves and thunderstorm and all this, and the Bible says Jesus was sleeping quietly in the boat while these people were worrying about their life. They were worrying about their life while Jesus, the Savior, was sleeping on that boat. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There was peace in the Lord. And when the Lord of peace rose up, the first thing He said, be still. And He commanded the sea, and the sea had peace came. When peace comes, there is deliverance. When peace comes, there's deliverance. Do you know sometimes when people hear bad news, oh, maybe you went to the hospital and maybe they did a diagnosis of cancer, for example. Hallelujah. They did a diagnosis of cancer. The worry goes high. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The worry goes high. And when the worry goes high, praise the Lord, even, you know, when you allow that worry to go high on you, you realize even this person, their health begins to deteriorate faster because of the negative words they have received. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But when your confidence is in the Word of God, no matter the negativity, no matter the negative things that the enemy may try to throw on you, hallelujah, don't buy to it. Don't buy to it. Believe in the Word of God. Make a positive confession. I've heard of some people that had road accident and the doctor said they will never walk. Hallelujah. But people rose up in faith and say, my child will walk again in the mighty name of Jesus. Despite of the negative news, hallelujah, God bless you, James, in the mighty name of Jesus. Despite of the negative news, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, they stood with the Word of God. They stood with the Word of God and they decreed the Word of God. Through His stripes, we have been made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. His words are yes and amen. Help me to support my stream. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, those that are coming in the name of Jesus. Please stand with me, support my stream, follow my channel. In the mighty name of Jesus, so that I continue to bring this wonderful message of the kingdom of God to you. So they stood with the Word of God. And because they stood with the Word of God, hallelujah, irrespective of what the doctor said, they made a positive confession. They stood by the power of faith and it happened. They were healed. They were restored. I've seen people have been healed of HIV AIDS. I've seen people have been healed of cancer. Hallelujah. God is real. My brothers, my sisters, God is real. And when the Lord of hosts come, He will bring peace. Peace will settle in your heart, irrespective of the turbulence, irrespective of the negative news. Hallelujah, that surround you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, blessed be the name of our God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When the Lord come, the Lord of peace will bring peace in the name of Jesus. When the Lord of peace come, it will bring peace to you in the name of Jesus. And when peace arrive, the enemy has to check out in the name of Jesus. When the peace of God arrive, the enemy will have to go. The enemy will have to leave in the name of Jesus because the voice has come. May tonight, may the Lord reveal His voice to you. May the Lord reveal His voice to you. In any turbulence you may be going through, in any challenge you may be going through, may you come to that quiet place. May you come to that place of repentance. May you come to that place of trust. Hallelujah. Where the Word of God is absolute. The Word of God, you are not shaken with the voice of darkness. You are not shaken with the lies of the devil. You are not shaken with the voice of discouragement. You are not shaken with the voice of defeat. Hallelujah. You are not shaken with what the enemy is telling you. The enemy may be telling you you are nothing. The enemy may be telling you you won't succeed. The enemy may be telling you you won't pass that test. Hallelujah. The enemy may be telling you you won't do well in life. But when you rely on the voice of God, when you come to that quiet place, you will hear Him. You will hear Him speak in the quiet place, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that He is the Lord. Lord, that will bless the work of our hands, that we shall be the head and never the tail, in the name of Jesus, that he is the Lord that has gone ahead of us. His glory has gone ahead of us. His presence has gone ahead of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if God is for us, who can be against us? It doesn't matter the giants you are facing today. It doesn't matter the negative news you are facing today. I want you to lift up your voice to God. I want you to come to the quiet place tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come to the quiet place. Come to that place where you are not distracted. Come to that place where you will hear the still small voice of God. Come to that place where you will find direction from God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come to the quiet place. We come to the place of rest, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may get direction, the direction from the Father, in the name of Jesus. We are coming to the place where we are not shaken by negative news, where we are not shaken by voice of demons, where we are not shaken by seductive spirits. We come to the place of quietness. We come to the place of trust, that we may receive hope, that we may receive salvation from God, in the name of Jesus. We come to that quiet place. We come to that place of victory. We come to that place of life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we pour our sorrows to you. We pour our weakness to you. We cast our burdens to you, in the name of Jesus. May you replace them by faith. Replace them by trust. Replace them by strength. Replace them by wisdom. Replace them by divine direction from the Father. We receive divine direction from the Father. We receive the voice of truth, the voice from the heart of the Lord. Because when we hear you, when we submit to the will of God, we know that everything will be okay. And Lord, our life will submit to you. Our ministry will submit to you. Our family we submit to you. Our finances, we submit to you. Our jobs, our career, in the mighty name of Jesus. That Father, lead us. Lead us to the way everlasting. Lead us to the way of life. Lead us to the way of counsel. Lead us to the way of the wisdom from the Father. May we find help from you. May we find direction from you. May we find light from you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even those that are on the crossroad, they don't know what to do. Mighty Father, as they come into the place of repentance, as they come into the place of trust, may they find salvation. May tonight salvation come into our border. Salvation come into our home. Salvation come into our heart. Salvation come into our mortal body. Let there be healing. Let there be restoration, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have been feeling sick in their body, I decree the healing of God, in the name of Jesus. Let the burdens be lifted. Let the yoke be broken, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the weight upon their shoulder be lifted, in the name of Jesus. I decree help. I decree favor. I decree salvation. I decree deliverance to be on our borders. Our hands be delivered. Our feet be delivered. Our mind be delivered. Our spirituality, our emotions be healed, be delivered from every negative circumstances of God, because you are our Father, you are our King, and in you, Lord, we hope in you, Lord, our faith is resting in you. Thank you, Jesus, because we know it is done, it is done, it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and believe. Hallelujah.